Welcome to the Maronite Podcast. This is a daily reading of the prayers of the faithful or divine office for the Maronite Church. This podcast is brought to you by Father Armando Alcuri, Administrator of Centrafrica Maronite Mission in Denver, Colorado, and Chris Pond. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as we begin and until we conclude. May mercy and compassion be put forth upon us in this world and the next. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. O God, through the blessings of this holy day, the Sunday of your glorious resurrection, grant us secure and peaceful times. May we join the heavenly hosts in praising you, O God, in the highest heavens, and on earth may there be peace and blessed hope for all people, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with the Church and her children.
Glory to God in the highest, in peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Lord, have mercy on us and save us. O Lord, may we glorify the day of your glorious resurrection from the dead, in joyful praise and with spiritual hymns. Teach us to perform works of justice, strengthen our hearts in virtue, and we shall glorify you in purity and holiness, as we praise your Father and your living and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine. O Shepherd of Israel, hearken. O Guide of the flock of Joseph. From your throne upon the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. O Lord of hosts, restore us. If your face shine upon us, then we shall be safe. O Lord of hosts, how long will you burn with anger while your people pray? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in ample measure. O Lord of hosts, restore us. If your face shine upon us, then we shall be safe. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine, and protect what your right hand has planted, the Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. Let those who would burn it with fire or cut it down perish before you at your rebuke. May your help be with the man of your right hand, with the Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. Then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life, and we will call upon your name. O Lord of hosts, restore us. If your face shine upon us, then we shall be safe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Light from light, and true God from true God, according to your will, you endured bodily death, and yet remain alive in the Spirit. Through the blessings of this holy day of your glorious resurrection from the dead, turn us from the death of sin, so that we may glorify and praise you, our light and joy, and exalt your Father and your Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
The light of the just and joy of the upright is Christ Jesus our Lord. Begotten of the Father, he manifested himself to us. He came to rescue us from darkness and to fill us with the radiance of his light. Day is dawning upon us. The power of darkness is fading away. From the true light, there arises for us the light which illumines our darkened eyes. His glory shines upon the world and enlightens the very depths of the abyss. Death is annihilated, night has vanished, and the gates of Sheol are broken. Creatures lying in darkness from ancient times are clothed in light. The dead arise from the dust and sing because they have a Savior. He brings salvation and grants us life. He ascends to his Father on high. He will return in glorious splendor and shed his light on those gazing upon him. Our King comes in majestic glory. Let us light our lamps and go forth to meet him. Let us find our joy in him, for he has found joy in us. He will indeed rejoice us with his marvelous light. Let us glorify the majesty of the Son and give thanks to the Almighty Father, who, in an outpouring of love, sent him to us to fill us with hope and salvation. When he manifests himself, the saints awaiting him in weariness and sorrow will go forth to meet him with lighted lamps. The angels and guardians of heaven will rejoice in the glory of the just and upright people of earth. Together, crowned with victory, they will sing hymns and psalms. Stand up then and be ready. Give thanks to our King and Savior, who will come in great glory to gladden us with his marvelous light in his kingdom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Good Lord, in your mercy you humbled yourself and willingly offered yourself to the Passion and the Cross. For 3 days you were buried in the tomb for all humanity, and, by your glorious resurrection, you broke the bonds of death. Break now the bonds of sin which bind our souls. Clothe us with incorruptibility, and count us among the children of your marvelous heavenly light. Then, with the saints to whom you have given life through your resurrection, we shall give you glory, now and forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you his angels. Praise him, all you his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He gave them a duty which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters in all depths, fire and hail, snow and mist, storm winds that fulfill his word. You mountains and all you hills, you fruit trees and all you cedars, you wild beasts and all tame animals, you creeping things and you winged fowl. Let the kings of the earth and all peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven, and he has lifted up the horn of his people. Be this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, the people close to him. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. Alleluia. Alleluia. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his strength. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his sovereign majesty. Praise him with the blast of the trumpet. Praise him with lyre and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Praise, glory, and honor to the living immortal one, who by his death gave life to his creatures, by his resurrection gave joy to his flock, and by his rising from the tomb saved his church. He fills the heirs to his paradise with joy and consoles his flock by his appearance among them. He is the good Lord to whom is due glory and honor this morning and all the days of our lives, now and forever. Amen. O God, we adore and praise you who formed us and created us in your image. Only Son, you brought us salvation and by your coming favored us with your compassion. Source of life, we acknowledge your divine gifts according to your plan of salvation. In your forgiving mercy, O immortal God, you chose to become man for us, to descend into the realm of the dead, and to bring them the joy of your vision. You, whose power awes the nations, and whose command upholds the ends of the earth, descended into the darkness of the tomb, and willed to be buried as a man. Performing wonders in the realm of the dead, you freed those held captive, dispelled the darkness, and awakened by your word the just and the upright who slept in the sleep of death. By destroying the enemy, you established calm and peace in the netherworld and assembled the nations that they might adore you and announce your salvation. In joy, they all proclaimed, O wondrous deed! On Friday, the sword pierced your side. Today, the waters of baptism pour forth. On Friday, you were crowned with thorns. Today, you crowned the church with immortality. On Friday, during the crucifixion, darkness covered the earth. Today, the world is radiant with the light of your resurrection. On Friday, the disciples were scattered. Today, the crucifiers are confused. On Friday, the apostles fled in different directions. Today, they are gathered together and given hope. On Friday, groaning filled the land. Today, the path of peace are established. On Friday, tumult reigned on the left. Today, those on the right are closed with joy. On Friday, the all-powerful one was nailed to the cross. Today, through the resurrection, you raise the dead. On Friday, the people mocked the Lord. Today, the voice of the church fills the earth. Today is a day of joy for the whole world because of your resurrection. Today is a day of joy for the just who have awaited your resurrection in hope. Today the church celebrates and sings praise. O artisan of life, by your sufferings you saved us from the snares of Satan. Give us life through your resurrection. O skillful one, by your grace renew our features marred by the corruption of sin and sculpt us in your image. Remove the weight which oppresses our hearts, dry our tears, adorn our bodies with immortality, clothe us with raiment of glory, that we may see you in the light. We beg you, O true spouse, prepare us for the joy of the heavenly kingdom, along with our fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, our teachers, and all who have died in the faith. Together we shall glorify you, now and forever. Amen.
On this day, the women go to the tomb with spices to embalm the living one who went to the land of the dead. They look and see angels robed in white, one seated near the shroud, the other at his feet. The one who proclaims life says to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He has risen and has covered himself with splendor, glory, and majesty. Go and tell the apostles. They will regain courage and strength and will rejoice. They must go to Galilee to meet him. They will receive power to bring the whole world back to him."
O Lord our God, allow us to offer you a fragrant incense and to burn a rich perfume to your majesty. Thus, with the angels who announced it to the holy women, we shall proclaim your resurrection, and with the apostles rejoice in your victory. On this holy day, as we commemorate your resurrection, may we and all who have died in the faith receive the forgiveness of our sins and the remission of our faults. To you be glory, now and forever. Amen.
Lord, the Holy Church that suffered through your death is now filled with joy and gladness, and sings praise on the day of your resurrection. Let heaven rejoice and earth be glad in your spouse, the Church. May her children praise you on the day of your resurrection. O Jesus, your flock stands at your gate, eats your body, drinks your blood, and sings glory to your majesty.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Better is childlessness with virtue, for immortal is its memory. Because both by God is it acknowledged and by men. When it is present, men imitate it, and they long for it when it is gone. And forever it marches crowned in triumph, victorious in unsullied deeds of valor. For the age that is honorable comes not with the passing of time, nor can it be measured in terms of years. Rather, understanding is the hoary crown for man, and an unsullied life the attainment of old age. He who pleased God was loved, he who lived among sinners was transported, snatched away, lest wickedness pervert his mind, or deceit beguile his soul. For the witchery of paltry things obscures what is right, and the world of desire transforms the innocent mind. Having become perfect in a short while, he reached the fullness of a long career, for his soul was pleasing to the Lord. Therefore he sped him out of the midst of wickedness. But the people saw and did not understand, nor did they take this into account. Yes, the just man dead condemns the sinful who live, and youth swiftly completed condemns the many years of the wicked man grown old. For they see the death of the wise man, and do not understand what the Lord intended for him, or why he made him secure. They see and hold him in contempt, but the Lord laughs them to scorn. A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. Now, brothers, I do not want to leave you in ignorance about spiritual gifts. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols as impulse drove you. That is why I tell you that nobody who speaks in the Spirit of God ever says, "Cursed be Jesus." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except in the Holy Spirit. There are different gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. There are different works, but the same God, who accomplishes all of them in everyone. To each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, the Spirit gives wisdom in discourse, to another, the power to express knowledge. Through the Spirit, one receives faith. By the same Spirit, another is given the gift of healing, and still another, miraculous powers. Prophecy is given to one, to another, power to distinguish one spirit from another. One receives the gift of tongues, another, that of interpreting the tongues. But it is one and the same Spirit who produces all these gifts, distributing them to each as he wills.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and joy-filled hope to all. We praise you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord and Creator, King of heaven, God the Father Almighty, Lord God, only Son, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son and Word of the Father, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sin of the world, hear us and receive our prayer. You are seated in glory at the right hand of your Father. Forgive us and have mercy on us. For you alone are holy. You alone are the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. At all times and all the days of our lives, we worship you and praise your holy and blessed name, which is and has been from age to age. Blessed are you, Lord Almighty, God of our fathers. May your name be glorified, praised, and exalted forever. To you be glory, praise, and exaltation, God of all, Father of truth, with the only Son and the living and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
O God, you are before all ages and exist from age to age. You are resplendent and glorified in unsearchable light. Through your word, you bring forth light and give us a new day. O radiant day and source of all light, we glorify you, adore you, and offer you praise night and day. Accept our praise and answer our prayer. Send us your abundant blessings through the mercy of your Christ. To him with you and the Holy Spirit be glory, honor, and power, now and forever. Amen.